This is Fresh Fire, a God's Favorite House devotional by Olufemi Monet.
Thursday, May 30th. God's word for you today is surrender. Our scripture reading is taken from Galatians chapter 5, verse 17 to 18. And it says, "The sinful self wants what is against the spirit, and the spirit wants what is against the sinful self. They are always fighting against each other, so that you don't do what you really want to do. But if you let the spirit lead you, you are not under the law." The truth is that once you have given your life to Jesus, you wrestle with a myriad of things. So, if we are still focused on learning how to conquer the battles within, the cure, your biggest enemy is not Satan. Your biggest enemy is you. Stand in front of the mirror. The person you see represents your biggest enemy. As a child of God, you have two natures, and that is where the struggles and the battles within emerge from. In modern warfare, the acronym WMD refers to the weapon of mass destruction. In Romans chapter 7 and 8, however, we see what we call WSD, the weapon of self-destruction. If we overcome these weapons of self-destruction, we actually get victory in the battles within. And all this is enumerated in Romans chapter 8. Romans chapter 8 is such a powerful passage of scripture, and it shows us how to conquer these weapons of self-destruction. The first weapon of self-destruction that we see is shame. You cannot be ashamed and be happy at the same time. You need to realize that Jesus went to the cross to get rid of shame completely from your life. So, what is it that is trying to shame you? It is nailed to the cross. Who is it that is trying to shame you? All their antics have been nailed to the cross. Jesus came and died to eradicate your shame. The second weapon of self-destruction is uncontrolled thought. If you do not learn how to control your thoughts will control your life. The third weapon of self-destruction is compulsion. As Paul describes it, "The things I do not want to do, but I find myself doing." Compulsion. Today, in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, God will destroy the power of compulsion in your life. Everyone that is hinged and hooked on any form of drugs, any habit that is destructive, God will break the power today in the name of Jesus. The fourth weapon of self-destruction is fear. Fear is the limiter of destinies. You cannot rise above your fears. That is why God needed to shatter the fears of Job so that God could take him to his destiny. Job said, "The things I feared the most have come upon me." Job chapter 3, verse 25. Please read. "And God said, after that, I will double your blessings, and then you will see that the things you fear have no place and no power over you." Job chapter 42, verse 10. The fifth weapon of self-destruction is hopelessness. And what hopelessness does is it keeps you from keeping on. Hopelessness gives you a reason to give up. Today, in the name of Jesus, hopelessness will lose its grip on your life. Let us pray. Holy Spirit, I open the channels of my life to you. Lead me, guide me, order my steps, make my heart tender and responsive to your leading. In Jesus' mighty name. Amen.
We trust that you have been blessed by this resource. We invite you to worship with us. Kindly visit our website, www.fresh.com. gfhlive.tv for more information about our locations and services. God bless you.